I know about this guy. He sucked his eyeball out with a shop vac. He went to the hospital, brought the shop vac with him. He was okay, but they couldn't put his eye back in. You know, it was all mangled. And besides, it was covered in potato chips. From the New York Times, one new television show in Japan boasts young women in bikinis who attempt to smash aluminum cans in between their breasts. Another new television show in Japan brings a young boy on stage to tell him his mother has been shot and killed, to see how long it takes for the boy to cry. And I wonder what they think of Roseanne or Married with Children. Kurt Irons was arrested and charged with vehicular homicide. According to police reports, Kurt Irons, while drinking, stole a truck and drove it straight into another truck, killing a 37-year-old woman. According to police reports, Kurt Irons was surprised by the arrest, by the fact that he was charged with vehicular homicide. Kurt Irons was quoted as saying, "Dudes, it's just a girl, man. It's a girl, nothing but a girl." From the Los Angeles Times, two gay men during sexual activity decide to push a live hamster into the anal cavity of one of the men. However, after they realized they couldn't get the hamster out, they tried to figure out what to do. The man without the hamster inside him decided to light a match to see if he could see where the hamster was. So, man without hamster perched underneath man with hamster and lit a match right under man with hamster's anus. At that time, man with hamster passed wind, and it caused a small streak of fire to jump out and singe the man without hamster's eyebrows and facial hair. However, because there was gas in the anal cavity, the fireball then shot into the man with hamster, circled around the hamster, burning the inside of man with hamster. Furthermore, the gas change and pressure then shot the hamster out of the man with hamster's anus and right into the man without hamster's face, breaking his nose.